This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm station manager Jessica Mulligan. Thank you for joining us. Tonight we'll hear our final senior spotlight for the year and get a recap of last night's Lounge and Learn. We'll also get this week's latest political news on politics this week and get the weekend weather forecast. WRKC Senior Spotlight Series honors the seniors who were closest to the radio station. Our program director, Nick Rotundo, has been with the station all four of his years here at King's. News director Katie Pugh interviewed Nick for our last newscast of the year.
Program director Nick Rotundo is the last, but certainly not least, senior of our 2017 Senior Spotlight Series. Nick's dedication to WRKC knows no bounds, and he is truly one of the most devoted people to walk through our doors. But how did Nick end up here in the first place?
Coming to King's, I made 13 of the 14 schools I applied to, and the top three were Siena College in Albany, Michigan State, and King's College. And it ended up being between King's College and Siena because of the fact that, you know, money was a big factor, and I wanted to be hands-on from day one because I wasn't 100% sure I wanted to do mass communications. When I came onto the King's campus for Accepted Students Day, I visited the TV studio underneath SF, and Dr. Scott Weiland was in there inside the sound room, and he basically looked at me and said, "Nick, I need you here." And that kind of just sold me.
After Nick arrived on campus, WRKC was the very next step he took.
I have a love for music since as far as I can think back to. Every day, back before I even moved to New Jersey, when I lived in New York, my parents would play music for me all the time, their music, you know, stuff from the 80s, the hair metal. And I just fell in love with that music. And I just didn't know exactly how to express it at first, but it led to me learning how to play guitar. And then it led to me ultimately coming to WRKC. I knew I wanted to do something with radio. And I started a show as soon as possible. I started a radio show on Sunday nights. Some of my peers in the mass comm department and peers in WRKC telling me, "You should apply for, you know, a job here." So that led to becoming news director last year, and then this year being promoted to program director, which honestly, I thank every day of my life doing so, because I love this station and it'll always be a part of me.
Comic books and superheroes are a major part of Nick's life and interests. He discussed how he connects his passion for comic books to WRKC.
Ever since I was a little kid, I loved anything remotely fiction, anything that was so creative, that was so out there. Every single day, I would have to watch Toy Story 1 at least once a day. Otherwise, I would throw a fit. From there, you know, it escalated into having a love for comic books and superheroes and ultimately Spider-Man, because in my eyes, he's the most relatable character to me. The idea of, you know, being from New York, he was picked on at a young age, and, you know, I kind of felt that. And I understood where he was coming from. So comic books have always had a special place in my heart. And from that, last year, we started to come up with an idea. So my love for podcasting kind of played into creating a new show this year with my buddy Chris Natale. Chris and I came up with the idea of doing Geek Week with Chris and Nick, and I haven't looked back, honestly. It's 25 episodes coming up this coming Wednesday, and it's most likely going to be our last episode ever, which is, you know, bittersweet, but I'm excited for it.
Nick's future plans aren't set in stone, but he has a good idea of where he wants to be.
Ultimately, my goal is to find a job. I'm still trying to look for one right now. I've been applying to a bunch of different places, but I have a love for both TV and radio, so wherever the tides take me, that's where I'm going. But ultimately, I want to do something that I love. I don't care if it's not the highest paying job, if I end up doing something in radio over TV or TV over radio, and it maybe, you know, a starting position. You know what? As long as I'm enjoying myself and I get to go to work happy every day, there's a huge saying that always sticks with me, and it's, if you enjoy doing what you do, you'll never have to work a day in your life. And that saying to me has a great meaning, and to me, it has always stuck with, go do something you love.
Finally, Nick thanked all the people who helped him along the way.
I want to give a couple of shout-outs to my family, mom, dad, my sister Erin, and of course my dog Charlie, as well as everyone else in my family. They have always been my biggest supporters and critic. They'll tell me when something doesn't sound right or look right, and they're always there for me no matter what. I'm so happy I have them in my life, as well as my peers at WRKC and on campus here at King's College. My professors, Dr. Scott Weiland, Sue Henry, Dr. Dolan, Jim Ambery, Mike Berry, I gotta give him a shout out as well.
I would like to personally thank all our seniors for the hard work they have done. Nick, Jess, Treese, Chris, and Palmer have become some of my best friends on this campus, and I owe so much to each of you for being my mentors and teaching me everything you know. We've developed a tight-knit family over the course of the past 2 years, and WRKC will miss you dearly. I wish you all the best of luck the universe has to offer. I know each of you will become an even more spectacular person than you already are. Godspeed, everyone. For the last time this year, for the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh. Have a great summer, everyone.
Program hosted a Lounge and Learn event with Dr. Variel on the topics of dinosaurs. Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn attended the event.
Dinorama was present yesterday in the Honors Program's Lounge and Learn. Every semester, the King's College Honors Program invites a King's professor for students to learn about an academic topic in a unique, laid-back fashion in a semi-annual event called Lounge and Learn. This semester's talk was all about dinosaur evolution with Dr. Frank Variel of the Biology Department here at King's. Dr. Variel used the opportunity at hand to talk about the origins, behaviors, and the family tree of dinosaurs. It comes after his research about the chewing behaviors of dinosaurs was published last July. The first highlight of his talk was about adaptations that give sauropods greater ability to be herbivorous, meaning that they would be more inclined to eat plants. Sauropods had long necks, long tails, and small heads, but also certain types have different sets of teeth that prompt herbivorous diets, says Dr. Variel.
So one of the things that sauropods get is what's called a diastema. Right? A diastema is a gap between sets of teeth. Right? So there's, when you look at other ornithischians, right, there's teeth all along the way. Even though there's a little gap here, that gap is actually for this big canine-like tooth. And in Lesothosaurus, there's no gap at all. Right? There's maybe a dinky little gap there. But by the time we get up to sauropods, there's a large gap. There's this set of teeth in this bone called the premaxilla. So we call those the premaxillary teeth. And then these teeth are the dentary teeth and the maxillary teeth in this upper bone called the maxilla.
Dr. Variel also discussed the difference between nodosaurids and ankylosaurids. Both are the main group of ankylosaurs, one of the last species of dinosaurs to exist.
There's two major groups of ankylosaurs, the nodosaurs and the ankylosaur, the nodosaurids and the ankylosaurids. And they differ slightly in their armor and in their skull shape. Nodosaurs have a longer skull with a less wide snout, whereas ankylosaurs have a more triangular snout.
Dr. Variel then distinguished one more group of dinosaurs. The two groups are chasmosaurine and centrosaurine.
There's two major groups of big ceratopsians in the ceratopsia. Once you get to the large ones, there's this group, the chasmosaurinae, and this group, the centrosaurinae. And they're kind of defined by their squamosal bone, right? Chasmosaurines have this huge squamosal bone that extends all the way to the back of the frill, whereas centrosaurines, the squamosal bone just hangs out at the side. It doesn't extend all the way back. In general, chasmosaurines have really long horns over their eyes and really short nasal horns, whereas centrosaurines have long nasal horns and really short brow horns.
The talk gave more food for thought amongst the honors students that seemed amazed at the talk as the entire school heads for final exams next week. But there was that once upon a time that dinosaurs reigned supreme on the planet we love. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn.
Coming up next, we'll get the latest politics news on politics this week and get a WRKC weather update.
I really didn't feel safe anymore at home. Every year, tens of thousands of youth experience homelessness.
The possibility of sleeping out on a park bench, it's not something that a 15-year-old should have to think about.
1-800-RUNAWAY provides 24-hour access to a nationwide network of housing and support services.
I felt such warmth. I felt comfort. I felt safe.
Call 1-800-RUNAWAY. Go to 1-800-RUNAWAY.org or text 66008. We can end youth homelessness.
Hello? Is this thing working? This is Chris Conley from the band Hot Panda. All we want is for you to listen to WRKC when you're in Wilkes-Barre.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
What does President Trump's tax plan entail? Find out on Politics This Week. This week, the Trump administration rolled out an outline for a tax reform plan. The one-page document is a bare-bones outline that aims to reduce the number of tax brackets to 3, reduce corporate tax to 15%, and elimination of the estate tax. National Economic Council Director Gary Cohn and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin unveiled the plan at a press conference on Wednesday. Critics of the plan say that the proposed tax cuts would add to the deficit and burden the middle class more with lack of diverse brackets. They also criticize the seemingly minimal effort put into the plan after nearly 100 days of Trump in office. This afternoon, Congress passed a short-term, one-week funding package to keep the federal government functional until a formal budget can be crafted, although heavy opposition to nearly any budget plan is expected because of Republican Party fragmentation. The president rolled out an executive order called Improving Accountability and Whistleblower Protections, which would create a new office in the Veterans Affairs Department as a new ethics check. Trump is aiming to restore credibility to the VA with this order. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has released this week a plan to axe 2,300 State Department jobs in the future. And earlier this week, all 100 U.S. senators met at the White House to be briefed on the North Korean situation. The Senate, which handles foreign relations, met with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security John Kelly, and other top officials to discuss the matter. It was revealed during the meeting that diplomatic measures are being pursued, but a military strike is on the table. And this has been Politics This Week. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Joshua Frankevich.
And now the weather. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 64. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 77. And Sunday there will be early thunderstorms with a high of 69. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Scott Alexander.
The 15th anniversary choir concert is tonight in the chapel at 7:30. Admission is free, and there will be an encore performance tomorrow evening at 7:30. There will be an Adobe Illustrator workshop on Monday in the Mac Lab of McGowan. As this newscast draws to a close, so does my time here at WRKC and King's College. It's bittersweet to graduate and leave this place I have called my home, especially this beloved radio station. To my fellow staff members, past and present, thank you for being not only the best team, but the best radio family I could have asked to be a part of. It's been a blessing like no other to work alongside you, to laugh with you, cry with you, scream with you, and crawl in our desks in panic with you. To Pew, I cannot even put into words how much I believe in you, and there is no limit to what you can and will accomplish here and beyond. To Nerdy Nick, Nikolai, Nicoletta, you'll always have a special place in my heart as my first friend here, and I sure hope this is not goodbye. To Sue Henry, the best boss, thanks for believing in me since the very beginning, for being my first mentor, and for introducing me to the magical world of sound editing. The countless hours spent editing here have been the most rewarding of my college experience, and it would never have happened without you. So thank you, WRKC, for teaching me I can do anything I set my mind to. I really am going to miss this. For the last time, I'm Station Manager Jessica Mulligan. Have a fantastic Friday, Monarchs.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.